人都有一些在感恩节的时候回忆来感恩。Today people will use this opportunity to reminisce。作为一个基督徒，作为一个你的门徒，我们也在教会里面来感谢你的恩典。
As Christian believers, we also assemble here to hold this Thanksgiving fellowship.
我们跟世人的感恩不一样。
We are very different from the secular Thanksgiving.
世人的感恩经常是感谢一位不懂的、不认识的，或者是不见得他们不知道的神。
The secular people give thanks to an unknown God.
可是我们在这里感恩，却是确确实实的认识你，知道你的恩典。
And we truly know thee, and also we receive thy blessings and graces.
我们用着我们的信心来感谢你。
We give thanks to thee by faith.
我们知道你是带领我们一步一步的行走天国路。
And guide our footsteps, guide our footsteps towards the heavenly kingdom.
我们在世界上一切的路程，我们所经过的时候，都是你一步一步的带领。
Our journey on this earth to the heavenly kingdom is guided step by step by thee.
你带领我们在走这个天国路上的时候，一点都没有忧愁，一点都没有困难。
We'll on this earth and towards heavenly kingdom, we'll have no grief. We'll have no grief under that guidance.
你用你的救恩，让我们知道我们所走的天路是有盼望、有恩典的这个救的天路。
Our salvation makes us to understand that our journey to the heavenly kingdom, is with hope.
求你继续的让我们在心里面对你的感恩是在灵里面的感恩。
May the Lord give us strength so we can always be grateful to thee in our hearts.
求你用你的灵充满我们，让我们在生活上面活出你的样式。
May that spirit be with us so we can live like thee.
我们在这感恩节的时候特别的感谢你带领我们心灵上面属灵的生活。
Once again, we thank thee for guiding us in our spiritual life.
让我们能够每个人心灵健壮，能够成为你基督精兵。
So spiritually, we can all be strong and good Christian soldiers.
愿一切尊贵荣耀归于你的圣名，哈利路亚，阿门。
May all the honors and praises be given to thy holy name, Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我读一段圣经。
Let me recite to you a biblical verse.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
The Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节。
7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你的心怀意念。
Verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
这段圣经小弟觉得是每一次读的时候都有特别的感受。
Every time when I read this passage, I have new feelings.
尤其是在感恩节的时候读这段圣经更加有体会。
Especially during the time of Thanksgiving, I even have more thought.
我们知道我们人真的是很有限，能力真的很有限，我们的做的事情也是很有限。
Men are so limited, they can only do certain things.
我们在我们的生活上面也是经常的非常有限，在我们的日常生活当中遇到许许多多的困难。
In our daily life, we encounter a lot of difficulties or frustrations.
这一段圣经告诉我们，我们将我们一切都交托给神。
Here, Bible teaches that we should present our request to God.
他叫我们应当一无挂虑。
Stated in verse 6, do not be anxious about anything.
一个会感恩的人是不会挂虑。
A person with thanksgiving should not have any, should not have any worries.
感恩就是感谢神赏赐给我们今天的丰盛。
Thanksgiving, is to give thanks to the Lord, for his gift.
既然是感谢怎么会挂虑呢？
If you are thankful, how can you are worried?
我们今天所感谢的不是我今天有多少的世界上的享受。
We are grateful not because what kind of a physical blessing we receive.
我们今天所感谢的是神赏赐给我们一个这么好的属灵的福气。
Which is the spiritual blessings from the Lord that we should give thanks to.
所以以色列百姓他们在旷野里面会发怨言的原因就是他们不会感谢。
The reasons why the Israelites grumble and complain in the wilderness is because they do not know how to give thanks to the Lord.
一个能够感谢的人他是面带笑容的。
A person is with thanksgiving, he will be always be joyous, with smiles on his face.
所以小弟呢发现到这个在感恩节之前这个笑容都特别的多。
So I noticed that many people have smiles on their faces prior to Thanksgiving or during the Thanksgiving prayer.
小弟在工作的时候看到同事们然后说哎要感恩节 Thanksgiving 大家都很高兴。
When I was at work, I heard my colleagues came and tell each other that the Thanksgiving is near. So everybody was very joyous.
我们在工作的时候有些人看这个头都是低的看到地上好像有一些铜板要赶快去捡的样子。
Usually when people, you know, lower their head, think they were looking for something.
他不看人看地上。
They refuse to see the people just by looking around.
那个看到人是摇头不是点头。
When they saw people, they just shake their head.
但是在感恩节前夕跟他们讲Happy Thanksgiving, 就是感恩节快乐。
So during the Thanksgiving period, prior to Thanksgiving, when we address each other, saying Happy Thanksgiving,
大家就笑起来了。
And people begin to smile.
一个人会感谢，就不会挂虑，就会心里面喜乐。
When the person is thankful, then he will have joy in his heart.
同样的，我们如果能够感谢神，我们的心里面也同样能够产生喜乐的心。
If we all can be thankful and grateful, then we will have joy.
那今天我们是感恩节，我想说，想请弟兄姐妹呢，借着这个机会，大家来分享。
And today is the Thanksgiving day. Perhaps we should make well use of this opportunity, to give a sharing.
我们刚刚已经唱完诗，接下来的15分钟，我想请大家呢，做一些这个分享这个简短的这个讲话。
We have sang the hymns, and then rest the time for 15 minutes. I would like to call my brothers and sisters, to give your sharing.
两分钟、三分钟都可以。
It's about 2 to 3 minutes.
那我们现在看看有没有弟兄姐妹自愿的有没有
？Anybody volunteer, to share?
请赵弟兄。
奉主耶稣基督圣名，小弟在这边讲几句。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I say a few words.
讲我最近所见、所思、所感的一些事情，跟大家分享。
Recently, what I have seen and I have experienced about.
真的人不比较，不知道自己是什么样子。
If a person doesn't compare with the others, he can never tell, you know, how he is.
就像圣经里面说的，你不去照镜子，真的不知道自己是什么样子。
Just like stated in the Bible, if you do not face the mirror, you don't know how you look like.
因此，一个人他已经是很幸福了，他还常常在抱怨，在努力的在。 所强求等等的事情会发生。
Even if a person is well blessed, yet he make a lot of complaints, he is not satisfied.
因此有很多无谓的这个烦恼产生。
And then it resulted a lot of unnecessary sorrows and worries.
这几天小弟因为是刚好是年尾，但是也是刚好有奉这个防癌协会叫我去看几位癌友。
In these recent days, I was assigned to visit several cancer patients by the society.
我不能做什么。到他们家的时候，我就真的不能做什么事。
Well, I was visiting these patients. That's not much I could do.
看到其中一位癌友，从100大概40磅降到不到100不到七六五十60磅的身体。
140磅。One patient dropped his weight from 140 pounds to almost 50 pounds.
可以说是骨瘦如柴了，真的是。
So this patient was very, very skinny.
那个脸色就像即将看到那个死人那个脸一样。
And the face was so pale.
那整个人缩在一起面对着墙壁。
You think that the person was kind of shrank and was squeezed to the corner.
讲话跟猫叫的。
And he is so weak and couldn't even talk.
不能吃，不能喝，不能拉。
And this person couldn't eat nor drink, and I couldn't do any kind of there's no bowel movement, anything.
不是说完全不能吃，就吃得很少。
And he ate very little.
但是还继续让他有一个坚强，一直活下去。
What made this person strong enough to survive?
就是他在得癌症之前，他已经信了耶稣基督。
This prior to his suffering from cancer, he has become a Christian.
另外今天早上又去看了一位癌友。
I also visited another cancer patient.
他是很有名的一位这个歌唱家。
He was a she was a very famous singer.
就算现在他得了癌症已经是末期了，还是看得出来他那个雍容华贵的脸庞。
Even now, she was in the final stage, and I can still see her smiling.
那他告诉我们说，他的那个癌细胞已经到了肠子，他原来是卵巢，已经到了肠子，甚至已经到了脑部。
The cancer cell have been spread to her brain.
他的头发已经半边都没有头发。
She lost about half of her hair.
医生已经没有办法再给他做任何的治疗。
And the doctor provided her no treatment.
他告诉我说他自己告诉我说他大概没有几天。
She told me that she only just several days to leave.
他住在那个医院有住院的神父。
She was in the hospital and the priest of the hospital.
那个神父跟他传福音。
And the priest preached to her.
他接受。
And she accepted.
他也受洗。
And she was so-called baptized.
就在床上受洗。
She was baptized in bed with a spring of water.
那今天他就已经昨天晚上他就要被搬到所谓的疗养院安养中心。
She moved to another hospital. To another nursing home.
据他说没有希望的人要等死的人通常会到那里去。
And she was moved to hospice at the place that is waiting, waiting to die.
我听了心里真的是好难过。
And I was so sad.
好，那想想我自己。
And
then I begin to think about myself.
我首先我感谢神，我是一个基督徒。
I give thanks to the Lord that I'm a Christian.
虽然我现在身体还很健康。
I'm very strong and healthy.
我不必等到快要死的时候才去信耶稣。
I don't have to wait until I'm about to die.
我已经
before I could believe in Jesus.
我已经与神同行。
And I'm with the Lord together.
并不是表示我就不会生病，我就不会得癌症。
It doesn't mean that as a Christian I will never get sick.
因为人正如刚才陈执事讲的，我们人不知道会发生什么事情。
As Deacon Chen just mentioned that we do not know what's going to happen next.
我们的能力，我们的生命实在是很有限。
Our life is so limited.
因此，我很感谢神，今天还让我活得，不但活着，活得很健康。
I thank the Lord that not only I can live today, but also in good health.
另更重要的是，神他与我同在。
The most important that is the Lord with me.
神带领我。
And God guides me.
他牵着我的手。
And he was holding my hand.
当我生病的时候。
When I'm sick.
当我孤独的时候。
When I'm alone.
当我也许当我是这个遇到困难的时候。
When I'm in difficulties.
我不是一个人。啊，不是一个人。
I'm not alone.
因为有神与我同在。
God is with me.
我也会死掉。
I'm going to die too.
但是我有一个很大的盼望。
I have a great hope.
将来如果我一直走在神的道路上，我就会将与他相会在乐园。
As long as I'm on the right track, I'll meet with him, in the heavenly kingdom.
因此有三句话我想跟大家分享。
Therefore, I will share with you three statements.
我们要汲取神的恩典。
We should remember, the blessing of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord.
不管是大或者是小。
Whether these are whether it's significant or insignificant.
都要汲取清楚。
You always remember his blessings.
我们要把握今天。
We should grasp the opportunity we have today.
因为今天是我们所能够掌控。
We can only control today.
所以我们要珍惜。
We have to make precious.
有什么做错的地方。
So any mistake we make.
赶快奉着神的名求神赦免。
And we ask for his forgiveness. We should confess and ask for his forgiveness.
有什么地方对不起弟兄或者自己的妻子或者是自己的朋友的地方。
If we offend our brothers, sisters, even our spouse.
就趁着今天。
And just make well use of today.
赶快去说对不起。
And apologize.
我错了。
I'm wrong.
我向你道歉。
And apologize to you.
不要等到明天后天。
Don't wait until tomorrow.
因为我们今天是我们可以掌控。
We can only control today.
我们要努力明天后天以后的明天。
God is going to work hard for tomorrow and the future.
我们求神继续带领我们与我们同行。
We ask God to continue guiding us.
走在神的道路上。
And on the right way.
直到我们最后那一天。
Until the last day we are on this earth.
小弟就简短的这样做一些感想和报告。
This is what I share with you.
谢谢天父。
Thank you, Lord. Any brothers and sisters would like to share? Let's say a few words. Any volunteer?
Thank you, Lord. 感谢主，今天让我在站在这里这个会堂上，因为尤其在今天，今年我感谢到主耶稣在我身上，在我家人的恩典上，实在很多很多。我一直想上。
Thank the Lord that, this year, especially myself and also in my family, I indeed received a lot of blessings from Him.
我很多次都很想上来，可是我鼓不起勇气。我今天也不知道为什么，最后我看大家一直不上来，我觉得是我应该上来的时候。
A lot of times I feel like to say something, butI didn't have the courage until today when I see nobody wants to come up. Therefore, I'm about to say something.
我五岁的时候就跟从我妈妈受洗，归于真耶稣主耶稣的门下。
At the age of five, I followed my mother to be baptized and become a Christian.
我有很好的 幼童的时候的宗教教育。
I received good RE.
但是在我长大差不多高中的时候，因为搬家还有种种的理由，我离开了主耶稣。
Due to the move of house and also other reasons, I was away from the Lord when I was in high school.
这当中还有很多事情。当我离开主耶稣以后，荒唐了差不多20年。
After I left Jesus, I was just like a prodigal son for almost 2 decades.
这二十年，我的罪业可以说是罪孽满身。
And I was indeed like a sinner.
我觉得，因为我觉得我做的很多很多亏欠主耶稣的事情，我觉得我做错了，几乎我不应该做的事情，我都做了。
I sinned against the Lord and offended Him. I made a lot of mistakes.
我觉得主耶稣永远都不可能原谅我。
And I thought that the Lord would never forgive me.
所以我根本不敢回主耶稣的面前来。
I dare even not to come back to the Lord.
可是在大概5年前吧。
About 5 years ago?
我应该那时候已经离开主耶稣应该有15年了。
And I've not been with the Lord for more than 10 years, about 15 years.
我从来没有回到主耶稣的面前，也没有祷告过。
And I never prayed to him.
但是因为我有很好的宗教教育，主耶稣已经在我心里已经生了根。
Since I received RE and his teachings are deeply rooted in my heart.
在5年前，我的先生突然离开我。
5 years ago, my husband suddenly left me.Abandon me.
那时候我的儿子才大概是幼稚园5岁或6岁的时候。
At that time, my son was only about 5 or 6 years old.
他只告诉我，我要到别州去了。
My husband just simply told me that, I'm moving to another state.
那时候我是在晚上6点到半夜2点上班，我在餐厅打工。
I was working in a restaurant from six p.m. To 2 a.m.
我说你要走，我不耽误你。
And I told him that if I'm to leave, I won't stop you.
但是请让我准备好保姆，你再走。
Wait until I find a babysitter.
但是他说我机票订好了，我要走。
And he told me that I already made reservation. I have to leave.
我没办法，我找不到人。
I found no babysitter.
他说走就走，包袱拿着。他说那是你的事情。
And he packed, just simply told me that it's your problem.
那时候我除了眼泪，我整个人是崩溃在那里。
And with tears, I collapsed.
我说我怎么办？
And what should I do then?
那时候我自自然然我的心里就我从来没有祷告离开神以后我从来没有祷告过因为我根本觉得我根本不配主耶稣也不会听我的声音可是我不知道为什么在我当我遇到绝境的时候我的心里我没有祷告我没有跪下来可是我的心里在呐喊主啊我怎么办我已经无路可走了
At that time I hadn't prayed to the Lord for a long timeBut in my mind, I cried loudly, Lord, what shall I do?
我说，难道说我要把我儿子一个人丢在家里去上班吗？
And do I just have to leave my child alone and go to work?
我要上班是晚上6点到半夜2点的班，我儿子才5岁6岁。
I work in night shift, and at that time, my son was only 5 years old.
或者是说我陪着我儿子那我就没有饭吃我就必须失去这个工作我在家里等死了吗
If I have to stay home, to accompany my son, then I will be out of job.
我的眼泪就一直流我的心里也不知道怎么办我唯一就是我只知道我心里我真的慌了我不知道怎么办我的心里就很本能这是从我心里本能的去跟主耶稣说我怎么办
I had nothing to do with just except crying, but in my heart, perhaps it was my instinct, I cried out loud to the Lord.
当然这个其中还有一个是我妈妈从来不间断的 在为我祷告。
And of course, my mother never ceased praying for me.
这时候很奇怪的事情发生了。
And wonderfully, something happened.
五分钟之后，在我面临绝境的五分钟之后
，About 5 minutes later,
电话铃声突然响。
The phone was ringing.
有一个人打电话给我。
我
不认识的人。
A stranger called me.
一个人，他是基督徒。
And he was a Christian.
是别的教会的基督徒。
From other denomination.
我不认识的人。
Who was a stranger to me.
他打电话给我。
He called me.
他说，我听我的朋友说，你好像需要一个保姆。
And I heard my friend telling me that you need a babysitter.
但是我不是我要做你的保姆，我只是要问问看你的情形是怎么样，我看看有没有办法帮你找人。
I just want to know your condition. Perhaps I can look for a babysitter.
当我告诉他我所有的情形之后
，After I told her my situation.
而且我的经济也不允许，我只能赔一点点的钱而已。
I only just pay a very small dollar amount.
他说，听完你的情形，除了我来替你照顾你儿子以外，我相信找不到人了。
She said, I think I'm the only person that can help you out.
这是主耶稣替我安排。
This was the arrangement of Jesus.
而且他除了做我的 babysitter, 同时因为他是主耶稣的人，他也会告诉我我们回教会好不好？我们去教会聚会好不好？这是主耶稣在呼唤我。
She also told me that, well, how about we go to the church together?
我有跟着他去他的教会。
I follow her to her church.
当我到了教会的时候，这是别的教会。
Yeah, I went to the other denomination.
他们在唱诗。
They were singing hymns.
我的眼泪就直流。
And I started to shed tears.
我好难过，好难过。
I was so sad.
但是，我毕竟我还是没有去，因为我不习惯，因为我从小是在真耶稣教会长大。
I didn't attend that church service since I grew up from TJC.
因为我觉得我如果要回来，我一定要回来这。
I told myself if I want to return to the church, I should return to TJC.
因为我知道这是主耶稣同在的教会。
I know this is the church that God dwells in it.
虽然我从来没有圣灵过，可是我看到我周遭的所有的亲戚朋友都有圣灵。我看到，我知道这里有圣灵。
Although at the time I hadn't received the Holy Spirit, And yet I noticed that all my friends and relatives, have Holy Spirit.
而且我在真耶稣教会看到的弟兄姐妹所一个遵守基督徒应有的品性操守。
And also noticed the TGC members, behaved very well and have a good conduct.
他们那位教会让我听到的是主耶稣的呼唤。
And,
我的是保姆。
A babysitter came to approach me is actually the calling of Jesus Christ. Something like a pioneer.
但是我没有继续去，一方面刚刚说的理由，还有就是觉得是社交，好像是社交的活动，而不是敬畏主耶稣的一个地方，所以我没有去。
I also noticed that church is more like for social gathering, it's not for spiritual cultivation. This is the second reason that I did not.Attend the services of the church.
还有就是我的心还是很硬。
And besides that, my heart was still very hard.
一直到最近，第二次，我现在又需要保姆，因为我找到另外一个工作。
Until recently, I found another job, so I need another babysitter.
很奇怪，这次的保姆就是教会的。
And wonderfully, this time, is another church member.
然后他也是叫我去教会。
She also asked me to go to her church.
我还是没去。
And I still refused. And I refused to.
I didn't go. 我听到主耶稣的呼唤。
I heard the calling of Jesus.
我妈妈到一年前我妈妈有来，她一直叫我去教会。
A year ago, when my mother was visiting me, she encouraged me, to go to TJC.
我一直告诉她，主耶稣不会原谅。
I told my mother that the Lord will not forgive me.
主耶稣不会接受。
The Lord will not accept me.
一直到很奇怪，大概半年前将近一年左右吧。
Almost a year ago.
我儿子就是刘立燕，他突然呢连续几天一直做噩梦。
For several days, my son, had a nightmare.
然后他问我妈妈，我好怕。
And he told me that, Mom, I'm so scared.
我都梦，我说你为什么怕？
And I asked him why.
他说我一直梦到你死了或我死了。
And I dreamed that either you die or I die.
那我们死了以后，你死了以后要怎么办？
And what happened after you die?
我平常我可以说我不去眼睛闭起来，我说不再回到主耶稣，我不敢面对有主耶稣的事实。
In the past, when my eyes closed, I dare not to even think about Jesus. I dare even not to face him.
可是我儿子问我
But my son asked me a question.
我不能这样回答。
I couldn't, reply him in this manner.
我的回答很自然，告诉他主耶稣会保护你。
So very naturally, I answer him that the Lord will protect you.
我每每的回答，这是回答以前的话，可是也在提醒了我。
This in my reply or my answer also reminded me.
然后我跟他回答的都是我。宗教上的就是说人死了以后会回天堂，你不用怕，还有神会保护你，你什么的事情。然后他就说那我们可不可以去教会。
So when I gave him all these replies about upon the death of the person, he returned to heaven kingdom and so on. So he told me that, can we go to the church?
我硬了心肠。
And my heart was hardened.
可是面对我儿子这种要求，我说好，我带你去教会。
However, by granting his request, I agree to bring him to the church.
我想这是主耶稣在呼唤我。
I'm strongly believe that Jesus, is calling me.
所以很感谢主耶稣，我相信这是主耶稣借着我儿子在呼唤我。
And I know that through Jesus, he was calling me back.
所以我在求我妈妈去帮我找真耶稣教会在哪里。
So I asked my mother, to help me looking, for the location of TJC.
所以我再回来。
That's why I returned to the church again.
同时另外我要说真正的另外一个就是我的见证在我的工作上。
Another of my testimony is about, my work, for my job.
我是一个单亲妈妈，我必须要工作，必须要赚钱。
I'm a single parent, therefore I have to make money.
我因为我叔叔在赌场工作。
你叔？
我的 uncle。
My uncle worked in the casino.
所以我很早以前就有机会到赌场工作。
So years ago I had opportunity to work in a casino.
可是我一直排拒，我觉得我们虽然我那时候离开教会，可是我还是觉得说我们不应该去赌场工作。
And I strongly oppose that. I didn't feel comfortable working in a casino.
所以我去 college 读书。
So I studied in a college.
可是我读了以后，我发现了我很喜欢的 social worker 的工作。
And when I was schooling, I noticed I felt that I was interested in social work.
可是后来我最后研究到最后，我发现我要做到 social worker 的话，一个月也只有3000多块。
Finally, I discovered that even as a social worker, I could only make about $3,000 a month.
可是我要读书大概要读10年。
I have to study for almost 10 years.
因为要读到博士。
And I have to study.
至少要硕士。
And I have to study at least to become a master.
我来不及吃饭。
And I have no time to make money. In this case, it will take me too long to study.
所以我唯一的路只好想了想，我唯一的路只好去赌场工作。
My only choice at that time, is to work in the casino.
可是我完全不懂赌。
I know nothing, about gambling.
而且我完全没兴趣。
And I have no interest in it at all.
别人六个礼拜可以学会的，去那种学校去学六个礼拜可以学了，我一年还学不会。
Some people learn about a couple of months, in the school of gambling. And to me, even took me 1 year, I still couldn't learn everything.
到了一年，我算是毕业了。
And after a year later, I finally graduated.
别人说很好了。
It seems that I'm okay, I'm well trained.
所以我去各个赌场去试试看能不能考上。
So I went to take examinations, in different casinos.
可是我考不上。
And I failed.
然后到最后到我这个我叔叔现在工作，也就是我现在赌场。
Finally, I came to the casino, when my uncle worked.
我去考试。
And I took an examination.
我可以告诉你，我进去考试还没考完，长官就叫我回家了。
Even before I finished taking the examination, the manager told me to go home.
所以我就在那里另外的追求只是做换筹码的工作了，因为我考不上做发牌员的工作了。
And I couldn't,
我放弃了。
I couldn't even become a dealer, so I just working like a cashier.
那时候我已经回到教会来了。
I returned to the church.
很感谢主，在第二次大概一个半月以后。
About a month.
一个半月还是三个月，一个半月还是两个月，就是差不多不到三个月左右的时候，有一次的就是在 open 考试。
About 3 months ago, that was another open examination.
这次考试我跟主耶稣求。
And I asked the Lord.
上一次考试我从来没有跟主耶稣求。
Last time I didn't ask the Lord.
因为我也没回主耶稣身边。
And I didn't return to God.
这次我跟主耶稣求。
I prayed to the Lord.
我说我主啊，我不知道这份工作是我是不是应该去做。
Whether I should continue, to take this job.
可是我真的很需要这一份工作。
I really need this job.
主啊，如果你允许的话。
If you permit me.
我保证我去那边只是因为我需要养这个孩子，我需要这份工作，我不会去赌。
I work just because I need to raise my child, but I will never gamble.
如果你允许的话。
If you allow me.
请你让我考上这一次。
Please let me pass the exam.
但是很奇怪啊。
And thanks the Lord.
我不但考上了。
Not only I passed the exam.
而且我还是第一名考上。
And I'm also ranked first.
而且平常考试的时候我是很紧张的，我是最会紧张的人。
Actually, I'm a very, I'm a nervous wreck.
我的叔叔是我的老师。
My uncle, was my instructor.
平常我一紧张的时候就是本来有十分只能有三分的表现。
When I was very nervous and I only can make very very little accomplishment.
可是那一次的考试我的叔叔告诉我我本来有十分的那一天考试有二十分的表现。
But after the examination, my uncle told me that you have done extremely well.
这真的是主耶稣的恩典，除了这以外没有办法形容。
This is the blessing of the Lord.
而且
besides that, I have nothing to say.
而且这个是 in-house 考试，我进考上的是那等于是我进去以后是初级的，等于是我一般办公就是一半还是做那个换筹码的，一半我是做那个等于实习的那个的发牌员。
I was a cashier and also an apprentice dealer.
而且这一个的考试好像是主耶稣替我安排的。
It seems that this examination was arranged by the Lord.
在我们赌场从来没有这种机会。
In our casino, there was no such opportunity.
我是后来我才听说，原来呢是老板为了让他的一个女婿能够有机会能够去做这个发牌员的工作。
And later on, I learned that it was because the owner of the casino wanted his son-in-law to obtain a job as a dealer.
如果从像一般正规的 open house 去考试，他没有资格。
And if this is happened to be an open house, examination, his son-in-law, would not pass.
所以 open 了一次 in-house 的这样子的 training 的 special 考试。
So this was rather an in-house examination, not open to the public.
可是就因为这个机会，我却得到这个意外，我进去这个公司才连正式职员都还不到，我就已经得到这份机会。
So this is indeed a very, very special case, for me to obtain this job as a regular employee.
而且是事实上，他们内定要考试的人是根本我还没进公司以前，人家已经内定好了。
Actually, there has been predecided, predetermined before I took the examination.
而且我在那公司里面可以说是三级跳的，一下子跳，我现在已经变成正式职员。
And actually, I got a very, rapid fast promotion. Now I'm considered as a regular employee.
上次的晋级考试里面只有录取了十个人。
Last time only 10 were recruited, were accepted.
只有两个人升级成正式职员。
And two, were promoted to be, the regulars.
我是其中一个。
And I am one of them. I was one of them.
After 我晋级以后。
And after, my upgrade,to be the regular employee.
Close, 没有这件事了。
And it was closed.
所以那些人变成已经不知道，好像渺渺无期，没有希望了。
And all the others still, they are still temporary, without knowing when they will be converted.
我在这里很感谢主耶稣替我安排的一切。
I thank the Lord for his arrangement.
因为时间已经到了，其他的见证等我以后再报告。
And I will test that to you, later on.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
时间过了哈，所以我们最后请传道跟我们来讲两句话，我们请传道来带领我们祷告。
Now I would like to call upon the pastor, to give the concluding prayer.
我们向神有感谢不完的恩典。
We have got countless of thanksgiving to the Lord.
确实，我们身上都有数不完神的恩典。
Actually, on each one of us, we have a lot of blessings.
因为我们一切所有都是领受的。
We receive actually everything from the Lord.
所以，什么叫做感恩呢？
What is so-called thanksgiving?
所谓感恩就是我们回报神的恩典。
It is what we try to repay him and also try to serve him.
从心里的最深处感觉到对神的亏欠。
From our inner heart, we feel short of it.
想要做一些事情来报答他。
So we think some way to repay him.
这个叫感恩。
The so-called thanksgiving.
愿我们大家这个感恩的心能够成为教会成长进步的一个动力。
With a lot of strength, we can all have the heart of thanksgiving, to become a motive, in the growth of church.
愿主耶稣祝福我们大家在新来的一年有更丰盛的恩典。
May the Lord bless us, especially in the coming year, we will continue to receive the abundant blessings.
明年有更多的恩典可以感谢神。
And tomorrow, and then the next year, we'll have more blessings, to give thanks to
him.
And the name of the Lord may be glorified. Let's pray together.
奉耶稣的圣名祷告，